Tell me this isn't one of the best intros. It's good.
Fuck yeah!
Is our mics live?
Oh my goodness. This is Play It Loud. Welcome back.
The Rich. Podcast, and I'm Ryan.
Jesus. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I listen to their opening stuff. That's pretty fucking good.
You still like this one? It's good.
I do. Well, it's, you know, our outro is just as good.
But, yeah.
I mean, come on. It's awesome. All right. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Awesome.
I'm excited.
Let's just jump into the first three. New Spirit Box. They have a new EP coming out. Back in April, they released The Void, and in August, they released Jaded.
Are we going to talk about both of them?
Well, we're just going to talk about the band in general and kind of the direction because of the topic that we have today, which is singers or band members that have moved from one band to the other and been successful in multiple bands.
Sure.
Okay. And Courtney LaPlante and Mike Stringer from the band I Wrestled a Bear Once moved to Spirit Box.
Okay.
And they've been highly successful.
Well, how could you have not been successful with a band like that?
And
a band
name like that? There's no spaces in between. It's
stop
all
it.
One word.
Stop
no, I swear
it.
To God.
Okay.
I wrestled a bear once. So Spirit Box is probably one of those up-and-coming bands for heavy metal, hard rock heavy metal.
I would say so.
Courtney LaPlante has a great fucking voice, except when she's screaming. Now, the screaming every so often, great. But like Jaded, I think there's a lot of unnecessary screaming.
You thought it was too much?
I think so.
They packed in a lot.
I think if she would have just screamed a little bit, look, I don't mind screaming.
Sure.
I don't mind it. But when it's unnecessary, it kind of feels forced into a song. Then I'm like, I don't know. And it kind of felt that way with Jaded.
I can't remember. Did you have Spirit Box in your top 10?
Of bands?
Of bands for female vocal. Female vocalist. I don't think you did.
It might have been right outside.
It might
have been like 11 or 12.
So,
but she's got a great voice.
So I agree, but I think as listening to a lot of her songs, it's very monotone.
Does Lizzie Hale do that?
No.
No. Does Amy Lee do that? No.
No.
Lacey Sturm does it.
She does.
And she's not in my top three.
I understand that.
Right? So I just think when you're forcing it to fit into the genre,
yeah,
if you will, or to fit into a music base or a fan base, and you're trying to do it and it doesn't feel right in the song, I'm going to call it out. I think a little bit in that song would have been great.
I also think Lacey Sturm, her vocals are a little bit better and her screaming is a little bit more singing.
I think her voice has gotten weaker over time, though.
So, yes. Hold on. I'm only talking about her older stuff because I listen to a lot of her newer stuff. And now that we've done these female top 10 artists, I've gone and started listening to way more female artists than I used to. And unfortunately for me, Spirit Box is just, it doesn't fit in my... It's not music to my ears.
I like the band.
Yeah.
I love her voice.
Oh, of course.
But
they're a solid band.
Some of the stuff feels forced to me.
It's obvious that everybody likes her stuff, right? I mean, 34 million
great
plays.
Live.
Right.
Great live.
Right. She sounds very similar
to
live.
She's on tour with Shinedown and Papa Roach.
She's great.
Right?
It's not my thing.
We had talked about they were supposed to be on tour with Crown the Empire.
Yeah.
And we talked about that in a previous...
I thought we were going to see her.
Well, I thought so too. And then they backed out for reasons that were understandable.
Yeah.
Look, they were like, look, we support women and we support the ethical treatment of women.
You're right.
So we're backing out of that. And they did. And I completely understand it and I respect their decision to do that.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with them as a band.
No.
Right? Look, their character, 100%. I completely agree with it. Some of their choices musically, I don't know. I think that's maybe what separates them from getting to that next level.
I did like Void a little bit more than I like Jaded.
100%.
Okay.
Now you go back and listen to some of their older stuff, like Secret Garden.
That's more of my
Blessed Be.
Yeah, that's more of my speed.
But she's singing in those, right? And so, but again, I like the band. I just felt that one particular song, Jaded, the new one, felt a little forced in some places.
Yeah. There's a little bit more screaming.
Unknown. Band called Written by Wolves. If you haven't heard them, go listen to them. Song called Misery. You had not heard them before.
I had not heard them before.
What do you think?
So I thought it was a cross between Papa Roach.
Okay.
And you're going to laugh, but Coheed and Cambria.
You like them.
For some reason.
You're a big fan. No, you're a
yes.
big fan.
Okay, I do.
Like you'd put a flag outside your house.
No, yeah, no. Because I got the Shinedown flag out here.
Oh, Okay, maybe it's in the backyard.
It's in the backyard.
But you're a big fan of theirs.
I am.
And I get it. They're kind of a, they're an 80s rock band, if you will.
It is.
Sort of.
It is. It reminds me of the old
feels
roots.
A little like that. It feels a little 80s, 90s-ish with a 2000s overtone.
Well, and this is who it reminded me of. I thought they were good. I'd like to, is this
it's a good song?
Is this the only song that they've
come no, out? No. They have several, and I like. I mean, if you go back and listen to a lot of their music, I think they're really good. And this is a good effort. It was sounded very not Gaelic. That's not the word I want to use.
You said Gaelic.
But it was very. They had some, like if you were in church, they had that overtone to it.
Yeah.
If you understand in the beginning of the song, you know what I'm talking about? That chanting, that little bit of the, so that's what.
Druids.
Gaelic. Sure. That's what I was referring to.
Okay.
But I liked it. I thought it was good. And then the old fits right into our topic again, which we pick all of these sometimes for a reason.
Yeah.
Creed and What If?
Yeah. I mean, it's.
By the way, off the Greatest Hits album. The Greatest Hits album is phenomenal. We talked about their getting back together again on a
cruise ship.
Come on.
Are you gone?
But yeah, no.
You're not going.
You asked me what I felt of it. I gave you a very honest answer last time.
It's a money play.
I thought it was, they could have done something different.
I'm almost positive that What If was off Scream, right? The Scream soundtrack. And that could was like been. One of the number one scary movies back in the day.
So, I want to say Chris Daughtry covered it way back on American Idol days.
Not the same.
I could be wrong.
You would say you liked it more.
You're a Daughtry fan. But I did find in the archives, Hailstorm did a cover.
Of What If?
Of What If.
Well, yes, what the heck? You didn't send me that one.
No, I was surprising you. So give me one second. Here we go.
Are we going to listen to it on air?
We are going to try to, if I can get this fucking thing to work.
You want me to use a real list? Like,
oh, my God.
Oh, you're going to your videos?
Yeah.
You saw her live singing it?
No.
Are you on Apple? What are you doing?
Here we go. No, I'm on the internet.
Oh.
On the Google machine.
Oh, the YouTube?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up, though.
So you don't think it's second. Well, it's because it's not on Apple Music. It's probably on Spotify. You know, we should really be wrecked by one of them.
Sure. Come on. Okay. Play Hailstorm. No, see, I had this all queued and ready to go, and now it's being a little bitch. Let me see if I can find it here. You knew that song instantaneously when I put it on.
Well,
you knew it.
And I know the biggest reason I knew it is because we've had this conversation. I don't know if we've like really, you know, put both hands around how good of a band Creed is and was, because you're so in love with their newest rendition.
There we go.
Is this it?
Yep. We have to talk over this, so
okay.
We don't get like a violation. Or
that's
anything.
Fair.
But so I'm gonna. If you haven't seen this video, the guys are in like polo shirts or button downs, and she's in a dress. It looked like they're at like some prom.
Yeah,
they're like at a prom, and they're just performing.
Wait, this actually looks like you're serious. A prom. It does look
it
like
looks
that.
Looks like that, doesn't
or
it?
Or a talent show.
I mean, she's like in a cocktail dress.
Yeah, she is. Is that blue? I think she looks like she's in cowboy boots.
It was on their Power of Youth tour.
This
16 years ago.
I was going to say, she looks real young in that one.
October 5th, 2001.
Wow.
Now, well, that's before she developed her voice, but she did a cover of it all the way back then. It's amazing.
That
what
was
you
pretty
can
good
find
cover.
In the archives.
I'm definitely going to go check that out on YouTube. What If by Hailstorm.
By what?
Hailstorm? Hailstorm, excuse me. I love Creed. I think they were the gateway to rock music from the one-hit wonder 90s and NSYNC, Backstreet Boys. I think Creed brought what everybody was thirsting for, which was heavy pop I don't want to say pop rock, but heavy rock that was playable on mainstream radio. That was them, in my opinion. And I think that's what brought a lot of people towards rock in the early 2000s.
Well, Creed then became Alter Bridge.
Yep.
So you had Mark Tremonti, you had Brian Marshall, you had Scott Phillips. So guitarist, drummer, move over, join Miles Kennedy, Alter Bridge. There's some others. So Spirit Box, we talked about doing that. Caleb Shomo from Beartooth used to be in a band called Attack Attack. And then he left, and the first few songs off of their first couple albums are ones that he just wrote and recorded, him singing and him doing all the instrumental stuff, and they became Beartooth.
Yeah, but one thing that I think that you're missing right now is that none of those other bands continued on as bands in those specific artists. So, like, when we talk about Stone Sour.
Well, just wait.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
Okay. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Soundgarden, Audioslave, Temple of the Dog.
All around at the same time.
Dave Mustaine got fired from Metallica, went to Megadeth.
Yeah.
Nikki Sixx, Motley Crue to 6 a.m. And then you got Maynard James Keenan, who is currently in three bands, Tool, Pucifer.
That's right.
And A Perfect Circle. I mean, there's a ton of them. So I'm going to go through some of them, and you tell me what you think. We have this argument all the time.
Slipknot and Stone Sour has got to be on
there. Well, okay, but which gentleman, okay, here's a, which gentleman went from Nirvana to Foo Fighters?
Your favorite buddy.
And Probot and Them Crooked Vultures, he's also been in.
Oh.
Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Slash. Slash is in Guns N' Roses.
He's everywhere,
Velvet
though.
Revolver. And then Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators.
Oh, yeah, but does he, him and Miles Kennedy, they don't
do
it. But
it's his band, and then Miles sings for him, basically.
Okay, but it's not often, though, right?
No, they've done
actual
three albums or something.
Holy
like that,
hell, I didn't realize that. Because I knew Slash did his own thing with, what was the middle one?
Velvet Revolver.
Velvet Revolver, yeah. He's a mainstay on that one.
Yeah. Well, and then you got Scott Weiland, Stone Temple Pilots, Velvet Revolver.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Slash, Corey Taylor, Slipknot, and Stone Sour.
Yeah, big fan.
Right. Now, look, Corey Taylor's on his own, too, so you could actually be three.
Can you?
Just release
you're
some
good,
stuff on his own.
You're good with that? You're good being a one-man band and calling that your own?
Well, he's got support, right? He doesn't just play every instrument by himself.
Okay.
I mean, is it any different than Daughtry or Chris Daughtry? You know, Chris went on his own. I mean,
same thing with Matchbox 20. I don't think that when they do a solo right. career, I just don't think that that's two bands. I think that's your solo career.
Sure.
I think every artist that we've named prior to this, it has to be a legitimate band.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's the line.
Darren Malakian, System of a Down, and then Scars on Broadway. Never heard of that band, but
no.
Okay. Miles Kennedy. Miles Kennedy is in Alter Bridge, and then Slash featuring Miles Kennedy.
I'm good with that one. Yeah. They have a band name, so that counts.
Sammy Hagar.
Okay.
Van Halen, or Van Hagar, as some people call it. Chickenfoot. Funniest name of a band ever.
Yes.
And his newest one, The Circle.
He's still kicking, huh?
Alice Cooper. Now, Alice Cooper, is Alice Cooper a band, or is Alice Cooper a guy?
Oh.
I'd say Alice Cooper is a guy, but it's technically a band, right?
It is. Wait. Are all the same people still playing with them?
I don't know. But not all the same people are in every band either.
That's fair.
All right. Does it make them not any less of a band when they change?
All right. So who's the other one he's in with?
Hollywood Vampires.
Oh, that's right.
With Johnny Depp. And
is Johnny Depp really singing?
Yeah, apparently.
Nobody's seen that.
Let's see. We've got Matt Sorum, who's a drummer. He's in The Cult, Guns N' Roses, Velvet Revolver, and Deadland Ritual. We already talked about James Maynard Keenan. Oh, David Coverdale, Deep Purple and Whitesnake.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, for your older fans.
Yeah, that would have to be older.
For anybody who's I don't know, over the age of, or under the age of 40.
Yes.
Ronnie Dio.
Yeah.
He was in Rainbow, Black Sabbath, and Dio. Right?
Are any of those better, though? Would you say that out of any of the secondary bands, were any of them better than the original?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Take Creed out of there because you're wrong.
I was going to say Alter Bridge.
I know you were.
Well, I mean, Sammy Hagar made Van Halen better than Van Halen was with David Lee Roth. That's just my personal opinion. I think it's the right one.
I think you're right on that one. I know we
and David
on
Lee
that
Roth
one.
Can't fucking sing anymore. Well, let's just make that very
hold on. Clear. They shouldn't be singing anyways. Just let that. I don't want to say let it die. Not a double entendre.
Let it on alive.
Yeah, but like just let it go. Like you did the thing. Rock and roll. Thank you.
Keep I mean, Joe going. Perry went from Aerosmith to Hollywood Vampires as well. Yeah. It's a whole different thing, right? And I'm not saying it's better than Aerosmith.
No.
Not even by a mile.
No.
Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton is Eric Clapton. And then you got the Yardbirds, Cream, and a band called Derek and the Dominoes.
I would say Stone Sour is a little bit better than Slipknot, but that's also because I'm not a huge
Slipknot
fan. Right. Yeah. So like that's hard to say.
Yeah. Chad Gray went from Mudvayne to Hell Yeah. Okay.
Hell Yeah.
Yeah, Hell Yeah. Depends on the side of the table you're on about Mudvayne or Hell Yeah. I mean, they're both.
Well, they both Hell Yeah is a little bit calmer.
Yeah, Mudvayne's a little heavier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I've got one for you that's better than the original. Ronnie Radke.
Oh.
He started with Escape the Fate. He's with Falling in Reverse. I think Falling in Reverse is better.
I'd agree with that. We're going to go here. Bedwolves.
You know what my answer is going to be. No, but it's by the slimmest of margins.
Okay. If they come out with another banging album?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe.
All right. We'll let that dog lie.
I think when you do two albums and two albums, there's a tie. Right?
So now
see if the second
longevity.
Album comes out yeah. and they do really... I mean, I already like the first couple songs off of it.
Sure.
I'm a big Tommy Vexed fan.
I know.
Not as of recent, though. His recent stuff, he needs to get his shit together. Like, he's all over the board. Like, he does some really quiet stuff. He does some really, really heavy, heavy metal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's trying to find his way. I think he was the Bad Wolves was right in his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I just think when he left that band, I know we talked about this on our last podcast about Bad Wolves. So I don't want to make it about Bad Wolves again, but I'm gonna get down that road. But I think when that whole thing went down with him and the other band members, and he was let go, so to speak.
Sure.
I think he had a lot of anger and a lot of
resentment.
Yeah. Good word. I mean, he named his next band Lone Wolf.
Right.
I mean, that's a shot, right?
Yeah.
And it didn't work. For all intents and purposes. He put some good music out by himself or with the Lone Wolf or whatever you want to call it, because it was Tommy Vexed at first and then became the Lone Wolf, and now it's back to Tommy Vexed, and he's just kind of all over the board. But if he finds his groove, good for him.
Mm-hmm.
This is a talented motherfucker.
Yeah.
But if he continues down the path, right, that he's on right now, I think maybe Bad Wolves, the new version of Bad Wolves with DL, Daniel Laskowitz, might end up being better.
Yeah.
And he's got a great voice. No doubt about it. So does Tommy Vexed. Tommy Vexed was good for the first two albums. For those songs, he did really, really well. And those songs, he
crushed.
Was it three albums? Might have been three albums. I'm going to go back and check. People might be screaming, no, it's three albums, dumbass.
How about 3 Days Grace? That's another one. Well, I guess they just changed out the...
So 3 Days Grace, the original lead singer, went to San Antonio.
Yeah.
And now they have a new lead singer for 3 Days Grace. And is it better? I think I said during our podcast of the review that it might be better. He seems to fit well.
Fits well. Yeah.
I don't know if it's better. Better might not be the right word. It just, he fits well.
Does well, who do you like more, 3 Days Grace or Saint Asonia?
Right now, 3 Days Grace.
Yeah.
Just because they've been around forever. Right?
Yeah. It's okay. Fair.
What am I looking at? Bad Wolves. Okay. So I'm going to see how many albums they have. I thought it was two, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong. They have, yeah, it's two. It's Disobey and Nation.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's 2-2, essentially. When they release this album, it'll be two and two. They released the album November 3rd. So we've got about a month and a half.
Okay.
Let's see, who else do we got? This is going to be a short episode. We're going to wrap this up.
It's okay.
You've got I'm looking for lead singers. I'm seeing a lot of like drummers. I mean, Vinnie Paul, he's a drummer from Pantera. He went to Hell Yeah. Which Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, look, Ozzy Osbourne, right? Black Sabbath.
You think he made better Ozzy music Osbourne. On his own?
That's tough. He made some really good fucking music on his own.
See, I know we kind of touched on this in the beginning, but you have to go into another band. You can't go solo.
Jimmy Page, the Yardbirds, to Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin's clearly better.
Okay.
There's another one.
Yeah. Because here, let's put it this way. I'm taking this to pop so everybody understands, but who was better, Justin Timberlake on his own or NSYNC?
Justin.
Yeah. So like you are almost the name of the band.
So. And then you got, okay, Vivian Campbell. When I say Vivian Campbell, you know what I'm talking about, the guitarist for Def Leppard.
Yeah.
He was in Dio. So who's better, Dio or Def Leppard? I think Def Leppard by a mile.
I think Def Leppard.
Some people who are Dio fans would be like, no, it's Dio. No, I think it's Def Leppard, and it's by a mile. You know, you've got, there's a lot of people on here that are like drummers and guitarists. All right, hold on.
Mm-hmm. So let's take this in a different direction. Would you say it's better to just go do a solo career or start another band?
It depends on the talent.
What do you mean?
There's people that have gone out and done it on their own and have failed miserably because they're not in the band anymore.
And I hate to say who.
I know you're gonna put me on the spot.
I'm sorry. Who's went off on their own?
It's a good question. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna go back through my artist list. Give me a second. Failed miserably might be a strong way to say didn't do as well.
Beyonce? John Lennon?
So Annie Lennox.
Okay.
Better as Eurythmics? Of course. Right? She didn't fail miserably. She had a great solo career. But I think the Eurythmics made her what she was.
Peter Gabriel, I think.
Peter Gabriel had a way better career solo.
On his own, yeah.
I mean, yes, he started with Genesis, but Genesis wasn't Genesis until Phil Collins got there.
Right.
Right? Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
Okay.
A lot of rock artists have gone on their own. A lot of pop.
There's a lot of pop. Okay, I'm going to give you one. Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
I mean, are we talking better?
He switched genres altogether,
though. He went to country. I get it. But we asked if it was better. Personally, I think Hootie and the Blowfish still better than his solo career.
I saw Hootie recently, two years ago.
Okay.
When they came. They crushed.
John Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi or John Bon Jovi? Bon Jovi better.
Yeah.
Same guy, but, you know, his solo career was like, okay, buddy, go back to the band. What do you think?
Stevie Nicks?
Oh, how about Robert Palmer?
Yeah.
Robert Palmer solo career or Powerhouse or Power Station? Power Station.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because I saw a YouTube video the other day of Power Station on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
They were pretty fucking good back in the day.
A lot of them are either older, 80s
Here's
bands.
Here's one for you. People aren't going to know this one, but you and I know it. Dallas Smith. With Default or as a country singer in Canada that has won every Canadian country award possible. Now, clearly, he's a better country singer.
Better country singer.
But goddamn, when he was with Default, they made some great fucking music.
I don't think they could have gotten as big as he's gotten as an individual.
Without Default?
No, with Default. I don't think.
Oh, no. I understand what you're saying. He's just got a great voice.
He does. But I don't think that default would have gotten to his caliber.
Ed Kowalczyk. Better with live or better on his own? Better with live.
I'm better with live.
Absolutely. Had a great career on his own.
Yeah.
Better with live. Right? Amy Lee. Amy Lee went on her own for a little bit.
Yeah, but I think she only went on her own. And also, because
Evanescence kind of broke up for a while.
And I think she was only doing a lot of featured stuff at the time when she went on her own.
Still on her own. Fleetwood Mac or Stevie Nicks? You could make the case Stevie Nicks.
Probably Stevie Nicks.
See, I would say Fleetwood Mac.
You would?
Mm-hmm. They have a better body of music. She's got a few songs.
Okay.
Better body of music is Fleetwood Mac, I think. But, you know, but is that because of Mick Fleetwood or is that because of,
right.
of Lindsey Buckingham or is that because of Stevie Nicks? I don't know, but it's but the whole band together, that's what makes it the band, right?
We're gonna do Michael Jackson.
Lizzy Hale. Michael Jackson. Nah, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, career. But he was bigger on his own.
Michael Jackson, way better on his own. Huey Lewis or Huey Lewis in the News? But you get the point, right?
Yes.
Like, so there's a lot of people that go and they cross over and they do all of those things, and it's more than you ever think. So we just wanted to bring light to the fact that people move around and they can still be successful.
Would you still pay the same amount of dollars to go see the individual compared to
no.
the band?
Yeah. I shouldn't be so quick to say no.
You said no real quick.
I did say no real quick. It would depend. I would go see Peter Gabriel, the solo artist, versus
him,
Peter Gabriel with Genesis.
Genesis, yeah.
But I saw Phil Collins in a video last week on his tour in Chicago last year, and he was sitting in a fucking office chair singing with a camera in front of him, and it was awful. You are stealing money
those
people. Yes. This last tour, quote unquote. And, you know, he wasn't doing well health-wise. I get it. Don't go on tour. You're stealing these people's money. You could barely sing. You're sitting in an office chair. Come on.
Really? You got to send me that YouTube.
I will.
That's tough.
All right. Well, this was a very short episode.
It's okay.
Until next time.
Shorties.
See you, everybody.